So you mentioned HAFA. What does that stand for?
HAFA stands for Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternative. It is a program that has guidelines. They've got the Treasury guidelines. Fannie and Freddie have their own guidelines. And without diving too much into those guidelines, because they also do change, the criteria is pretty much the same as for the mortgage modification program. So the property does need to be the borrower's primary residence, and the first mortgage lien has to have originated on or before January 1st of 2009. There has to be a verified hardship. So verified, that determination lies with the servicer. And the unpaid principal balance is equal to or less than $729,550, and that's for a single unit. And the mortgage is either has to be delinquent or a default is reasonably foreseeable. What we mean by reasonably foreseeable is the borrower may be able to make the mortgage payment today, but they know that they're going to be laid off in 3 months. So they know that it's imminent, it's foreseeable.
So when you said to be qualified for HAFA, you need to show a verified hardship. What are some of the items that you have put into your short sale packages to present to the lender as a verified hardship? Obviously, a layoff notice qualifies if it's pending.
Absolutely. So the borrower will actually write a hardship letter. Generally, that's just a one-page document that just pretty much gives a brief history of where I was when I got my loan. And it's really the what happened. The what happened could be loss of a job, could be a divorce, could be death, could be I'm having to relocate and I'm no longer able, I won't be able to stay in the property. And then, of course, they're going to be looking at the bank statements. They're going to be looking at pay stubs. And at the end of the day, they're going to look at the why in the letter. And then they're going to look at all the financial documents. And ultimately, when I say, really, we can look at it as a realtor, as an agent, and say, you know, there's definitely a hardship there. But ultimately, we're not making that decision. The lender is.
Right. It's a person on the other side who, you've heard me say this before, has a heart. So you need to put heart into your letter. Don't make it overly sappy, but put it out there and don't just, you know, make the facts all cold. They are, but you can make them read nicely because what I'm gathering from you, Kathleen, is there is not a specific, okay, we'll approve it if they're laid off or we'll approve it if it's divorce. So you need to lay your situation out there so the lender who is approving the HAFA can interpret their own guidelines, which are general. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Well, they're looking at many components. They're looking to verify the why or the reason in the hardship letter. So, for example, if they say I lost my job, they're going to be looking for a layoff notice to support that and or unemployment checks. If they're looking for a reduction in pay, they can go back and look at previous pay stubs and or they're going to be looking at the most current 2-year tax returns. So, there's going to be some data laid out. They're going to be looking at bank statements. They're going to be seeing the flow of money going in and out of the bank statement. So, yes, they look at the letter. I'm not so sure that the people reading the hardship letters necessarily have a heart. Now, what I mean by that is, of course, they do have a heart, but they don't have bleeding hearts like you and I do. They don't care as much because they haven't connected with the borrower, and they don't care as much because their job is to get the net number for the lender.
Right. They want the largest number possible. So now, if you qualify for a half a short sale, what does that mean? What does it provide you, the seller, who is now selling your house for less than you owe the bank?
Well, one of the incentives is the borrowers will get $3,000, where they call it relocation expenses. There are some other incentives for servicers and for agents, that being that they don't cut the commission, they'll keep it at 6%. If there are two loans, the second lien holder must agree to the amount that the servicer, the first lien holder, is willing to pay. The maximum amount allowed is $6,000. Now, with that said, depending on the structure of the second lien, second loan, that second lien holder would also have to agree to waive deficiency. So there can be no seller contribution in a half a short sale, and the second lien holder has to agree to the amount that is offered and waive the deficiency. If they do not agree to that, it cannot be a half a, and it will waterfall down into a regular short sale.